Thank you for seeing me, Mr. Strong. This is a great opportunity. Interviewing for Director of Internal Affairs at Long, Strong, and Hard. I've wanted a career in marketing since I was an adolescent, and your agency is among the best. Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with your work. Your team has a reputation for producing the edgiest campaigns, right at the vanguard of marketing innovation. But still, your advertisements pay close attention to the basics of the profession. What basics? Well, that sex sells. It's a universal theme that everyone understands. I agree that in one way or another, just about everything is about attraction, and by extension, sex. It's why we want to look and smell attractive. It's one reason why we want to surround ourselves with pretty things. It's why even when we want to look professional, we want it to have a certain zing, right? So if I may, you look very smart and attractive sitting across from me. And I might say, it's one reason I've chosen this rather short, pleated dress with a low bodice and heels. If we study marketing, we study what makes a good impression on people and what makes them want to buy what we offer. At a basic level, I suppose one could say that in this interview, I'm an offer, and I would like you to buy. That makes sense, doesn't it? Good. I'm glad you agree. Which of your agency's campaigns have made the biggest impression on me? Well, I guess one would be the one for Cox Potato Chips, featuring the girl holding the can of chips between her breasts, and the tagline, "I keep Cox close to my heart." How could someone ignore or forget that? Another would be for the vulva shaver, where the model actually uses the razor, and you have the cream so artfully hiding her, vagina. I know all about the controversy that one caused, but it's so memorable, and I know that sales shot up after it was launched. My guy friends say a lot of other things shot up when they saw that ad. Yes, it's no secret that I'm young. I just graduated from college. I am proud of my 4.0 GPA. I was valedictorian. Also, the head cheerleader and captain of the debate team. I know I'm a little short on experience, especially for a director-level job, but I'm a quick and eager learner and very motivated to succeed and help others to do well. And the salary you've quoted is exceptional, almost unbelievable for someone of my age and experience. Yes, I remember that on my application I wrote that I like to help my teammates be happy. I think it's part of the fundamentals of good management and organizational success. Now, may I ask a couple of questions? Thanks. First, when your assistant took me around, I noticed all of the offices and some of the conference rooms seemed to have beds and closets. Do people actually work such long hours that they sleep here, too? What do you mean, only in a way? Oh, I get it. Sometimes the creative process requires taking a break to recharge. I think that's very forward-thinking of you. The beds are nice and big, too. They look very comfy. I wonder, also, if you could give me some more details about what my job would be. I've never heard of a marketing company having a director of internal affairs. Do people sometimes do things they shouldn't do? Is that what the job is about? No? I don't think I understand. What do you mean, the staff's internal affairs? My job would be to help with this recharging that they do? How's that work? Arranging parties, team-building activities, something else? Well, of course I can stand up. What? And lift my skirt. Oh, okay. Higher? I guess so. Mr. Strong, I'm not sure what this is about. Are you asking me to do something in order to get this job? this is the job? Now I'm really confused. May I sit down while you explain it to me? Yes, I can keep my skirt up if you want. And spread my legs? Really? Mr. Strong? But... okay. This is all right. Yes, I know that marketing produces a great deal of tension among the creative team, and they do need a way to get rid of it. And of course, with the kinds of campaigns you create, sex is always at the top of mind. So, what does that have to do with me? I would help them get rid of their sexual tension? That's what the beds are for? What do you mean sometimes? Sometimes I won't need or use a bed. Sometimes a desk. Or on my knees. Wait a second. You want me to be some kind of company whore? Is that why the girl who was in here before me ran out of here crying? No, I'm not crying. I'm thinking. I'm thinking that all work is estimable and has value. I'm thinking that you want to pay well for my contribution to the team, and you know I derive a great deal of satisfaction from helping people succeed at their work. Now it's time for me to do a little interviewing, Mr. Strong, because I'm eminently qualified for this work. Overqualified, really. You like my breasts? Big, firm, and juicy? Between my legs, just enough thong to keep me from dripping. See? And this dress. Just the one zipper. And it's on the floor. See? I see where your eyes are. You like me shimmying my tits? Yeah, no bra. Just me in my little panty and heels, ready to see if you meet my expectations. Take it out and let's see it. I can work with that. You're a grower, I hope. I'll just play with it for a minute. Do you like my soft, smooth hand? There you go, pretty nice. Let's see how it tastes. Yummy. Hold on, Mr. Strong. That's a lot of pre-cum. Don't pop yet. I guess I should have put on my resume that I once ran a train on the entire football team's offense. 11 big guys, and I mean in every way. That's how I got to be head cheerleader. And yes, mouth, pussy, or my nice plush ass. All of them are open for business. So, you have 20 people working here? 8 of them are women? That's no problem. I love eating pussy, and I don't mind getting squirted on. I'm a squirter myself. And also, if it's helpful, I'll be happy to fuck any clients you'd like. Yes, closing the deal. You could say I open to close. It's worked with a couple of professors, if I'm honest. So what now? Do you want to try out my cunt? Give it a taste? Or shove it in and fuck me till you come? Of course, inside. Or wherever else you'd like to dump your load. By this time, I don't even flinch anymore when a man comes in my face. You'll see. All right, I'll just sit up on the desk and open my legs for you. First, I'd better take off these panties. I hate panties. I don't imagine they're part of the dress code. Good. Okay. Legs open. Pussy is dripping and ready for you. Well, of course I'll fuck you in any position you'd like. But I thought you might like to bury your face in my tits for a while. Try them out. My nipples are very sensitive. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, like that. Sure. Lick them, bite them. Yes, even motorboat them. I like that. Go ahead, boss. Slip it in. I'll wrap my arms around your neck and my legs around your waist. And you just go to town on me. Whatever you want. Is this fun? Me, naked and dripping on your desk. Pussy full of your cock. And you fully dressed with your pants open. And your hard cock drilling me. Yes, maul my tits. Oh, pull my hair. Whisper nasty things in my ear. Oh, Mr. Strong. Oh, you naughty man. You wish you could do that with your neighbor's daughter? I'll be your work daughter if you want. I'll dress up in tiny plaid skirts and Mary Janes with little white socks. You could have a work daughter gangbang if you like. Do it, Daddy. Fuck your little girl. Right there. On your desk. Oh, fuck. Oh, with its important papers. Oh. Oh. Oh, we don't care. Oh, take that pussy. Oh, fuck me harder. Harder. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, was that too noisy? I don't want to distract people from their work. No, loud is good. It stimulates their creative juices. I think I can help stimulate all of their juices, yeah? How do you want me now? On all fours on the bed? Sure. Take off your clothes. Then put it in me, Daddy. And fuck me hard. Oh, ream that cunt. Screw me hard while I wiggle my ass and pound back at you. Fuck. That's right. Just like that. God damn, that's good. I don't mind. Let your secretary watch. I like to be watched. Come closer, honey. Oh, shit. Why don't you? Oh, fuck. Take off your panties. and scoot up on the bed so I can lick you. Yes. I know how to multitask. I can take five at a time. Yes. And my ass, too. That's right. Think of the efficiency. Do it, Daddy. Oh, dump that hot load into my steaming cunt. Oh, while I lapped up this pretty girl's juices. Your clit is big. Oh. Gonna come for me, sweetie? That's a good girl. That's so juicy. You ready to come, Daddy? Rail me. Spank that ass. Grip my hips and pound me. I'm gonna come again. There it is. You're coming too. Do it. Blow that load. I'm coming too. Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck. I think that was the best job interview I've ever had. The sweatiest, anyway. I've got the job. Sweet. Yes, I can start today. What are we doing next? Full staff meeting to introduce me to the team? Cool. I'll just get dressed. No, just my heels. And don't bother with the rest. I think I'm gonna love working here.